Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group, and you are listening to Time and Space Radio. Today's show, this episode, is all about finding your productivity flow. And, you know, flow, when you think about flow, you might even think of water, right? Water flowing and being fluid. But to flow means to move along in a steady stream, like a steady continuous stream, just like water does, right? So when it comes to getting things done, there has to be a flow that you have to generate. And the only way to be in flow is to have yourself set up in a way that you're supported by what's around you, meaning that the system that you utilize to help you manage this thing we call time, it caters to you. It supports you personally. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. And if you're familiar with who I am and what I do, you know that it's my belief that productivity is personal. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. What works for me isn't necessarily going to work for someone else. I always have people ask me, so what do you do? Even right down to, well, when do you do this and when do you do that and how do you do this? And it's not about that, because what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for someone else. But, again, I believe that productivity is personal. It's about, number one, making a shift in your perspective and how you see time and what you think it is versus what it really is, and then looking at how you personally relate to time. And so when we talk about flow, that comes into play. Like, yes, you want flow within your days and your weeks and your environment. You want things to flow. But creating that flow, generating that flow, starts with you. So that means building your system, your support, around you and how you relate to time. Now, without that flow, there's no movement. There's only stagnation. And if things aren't flowing, then that means they're backed up. They're either standing still or they're backed up, and they can only stand still for so long. Things can be out of sync for a couple of days and not necessarily be backed up, but at some point, things are backed up, and you start to experience the impact of not having that flow be present. So eventually things get backed up. And if things are backed up, it means that you aren't getting things done and that one of the things it's impacting is your cash flow. And we all know as business owners, especially being entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, that impacts everything. It starts to impact our lives. And for some of us, the impact happens much sooner than it does for others. So it's about creating your foundation in a way that things are allowed to flow. And it's not only about the systems and supporting yourself, but it's also about setting up your environment so that your environment supports you. So we're going to talk about that and some of the things that have to be in place for you to generate, for you to create that flow. Your days, your weeks, your environment, all those pieces have to flow in order for you to be at your top level of productivity. And when we break those three things down into smaller components, the things inside of them have to flow. So During this broadcast, I'm going to talk to you about your productivity flow, what it is, and how important it is in the productivity game. And I'll also share with you how to find that flow if it's missing. And I'm guessing that if you're listening, then it might be missing for you. So if your days and your things to do are backed up or they're at a standstill right now, if you're not moving things along in your day to have that steady, continuous stream, you're in the right place right now. You're in the right place. So I've already spoken to what flow is for the most part, right? Moving along that in a way that's steady and continuous, again, like water flows. But when it comes to getting done, there has to be that flow. And one of the things that I look at initially when I step into a client's space is how things are set up. Like, what are your processes? What are your systems inside of those? What are your systems? So your processes, your tools, your people, what does that look like? And then also, though, what does your physical environment say? Like, what's your environment telling me about your level of productivity and where you're at? And many times what happens is that I step into a space and I can see that just the way things are set up causes a problem when it comes to flow. So the environment doesn't flow, and it doesn't matter whether there's one person in the environment or whether you have people working with you or for you. Even with just one person, even if it's you inside of a room in your home, you've got a home office. Things have got to flow inside of that space so that then your days and your weeks can flow. So in looking at environment, like if you're sitting in your workspace right now, I'd like for you to just kind of take a look around. Take a look around. See what things look like. And where do you see, or do you see, stacks of things? You might be at a point that as you're listening, you're still working, so maybe you still have some things out. But what things do you see that are sitting out that have been out for a while now? What things do you see that are, say, in the way and that are impeding that flow? You might have things that aren't filed, but you know exactly what's in that stack of papers on your desk or on top of the filing cabinet. And you know exactly where to go to pull out that one file, that one receipt, that one proposal, whatever it is. You know exactly where to go to find it. And I know you people are out there because that's one thing that I come across with a lot of clients. You've got a stack of things, but you know exactly what's in that stack of things and where to go to find whatever it is you need. But it's not filed. So instead of being able to go to a drawer and pull something out that way, you're thumbing through the stack looking for that one thing. That impedes flow. Not only waste your time, but it impedes your flow. So look around your workspace. And even if that workspace is your kitchen table, your dining room table, look to see what you have in the space that is creating a backup. Like maybe there's a dam in the river, so it's holding up the flow. The water can't flow. So besides the stacks of things, think about where you get stuck or where you get held up when you're trying to work in your space. does your desk being where it is hinder you when it comes to getting to a particular piece of equipment? Maybe you need files for a particular task, and, well, they're over there across the room, and, yeah, okay, easy to access, but maybe there's something about the way the room is set up that really has that be a hindrance. You know, you really want for things, like things that you use all the time, especially files that you access all the time, you really want them to be right there, if at all possible. So you want to look around and just and think about, too, where you get held up. It might be that you don't have, let's say, a scanner, and you need particular things scanned. So what happens to disrupt flow is that things have to go into a file or folder so that you can run to Kinko's or Staples or wherever and have those things scanned in. Or maybe it's your local shared workspace. So you disrupt the flow in a sense because you can't scan those things right then. And maybe it's something you need to scan to send off to your accountant, or you need to scan and send them off to a client even. So your flow is slower. And the one thing that would make a difference is you investing in purchasing that piece of equipment that would help you do that, that will help your environment flow. Maybe it's something else that you need in your space that's not there that causes you to have to wait because you've got to go outside to do that. So just something to look at when it comes to your environment, looking to see how things are set up and how your process, ultimately how everything really is held up. The flow is slowed down because things aren't set up in your environment the way in a way that supports you and supports you personally. You might be missing a tool or two. There might be a piece of your system that's just not there. You might not even know what that thing is that you need to put in place, but there's a gap in your system. And not having systems at all, that will seriously disrupt your flow. So let's talk about systems. Now, systems, when I talk about systems, a lot of times people get, they get a little antsy because they hear the word system. Because there's this belief that they have that says that a system has to be this big, complicated thing, and that it takes a long time to create, really, that's not so. A system is simply tools, processes, and people. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be really simple. And you can create a system for just about anything in your business and not have it be that it takes up a lot of your cash flow. That's not how that works. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be really simple. So when we look at the flow of your business, think about the things that you do on a regular basis, the daily things, the things that you do weekly, the things that you do monthly, quarterly, and annually. And how are you doing those things? For instance, what does your system look like when you have a new client come on board? What happens for them in their experience from start to finish? And if there really isn't anything in place, like you're just kind of winging it, so to speak, like they generate or initiate the service, so they've paid you in full or they've made a partial payment, depending upon what it is, and now you have to deliver. So what happens? How do you deliver the contract? How are you reporting to them as far as the payment that they made? how are you handling your books, your accounting? What does that look like? What happens inside of your client system that feeds into other systems in your business? So you have to kind of step back and create this, like, kind of wheels and cogs, if you will, example of how things flow, or really honestly how you want things to flow, because they may not be flowing that way right now. And automation is a beautiful thing. You know, technology is truly a beautiful thing. I love my technology. Don't know what I would do without it. I mean, I know, really, but it provides us with such great support. If you have the right tools, if you've got the right pieces, honestly, there isn't anything that you can't do without technology. There's technology out there for everything. So one of the things you really want to take advantage of when it comes to creating that flow is to automate, create the systems, and automate them as much as you possibly can. Some systems can be completely automated, like people signing up for your email list or whatever free offer it is that you have, however it is that you're getting them into your funnel, so to speak. But you want to automate as much as you possibly can, and then you fill the gaps with other tools that aren't necessarily automated, or maybe they're partially automated. So say, for instance, your accounting system, what software are you using? The software will do its thing for you. It'll create the reports and whatever else it is. You can set reminders, you can pay bills, but it also involves, it creates the necessity for having a person do what needs to be done. So you want to look at where your flow is stopped up or where that dam is built, and create systems that will allow for the flow. And honestly, besides the environment impeding the process, the lack of systems or incomplete systems is what really holds up the flow. Almost always. At times, it's personal habits that people have. But for the most part, it's the environment and the systems. Again, either the lack of or incomplete systems. And when you're creating those systems, you really got to do your homework. You've got to do the work. And you've got to do some testing with each of those components, primarily the tools. And then the process. Sometimes determining that process might be kind of difficult, because you've never thought about it before. But it's about sitting down and really writing down what has to happen first, what happens next, that kind of thing. So you've got, again, your cogs and your wheels and your system. You know what has to happen. Then you just have to put the tools, processes, and people in place to make those things happen. And any given business should have systems for contact management, communications, marketing, social media, project management, and accounting. Those are just the basic ones. And depending upon the nature of your business and your other needs, you're going to have other things in place. And each of the tools inside of those systems have to cater to the person or the people using them. They've got to be a fit. They have to be a fit, because if they're not, your process inside the system is not going to flow. It's going to be jammed up. So look at your environment. Look at the systems that you have in place. And again, technology is a beautiful thing. Get those systems in place. Look at the things that you do every day, every week, every month, every year, every quarter, and determine which tasks you can automate. You don't want to reinvent the wheel every time you have a new client, or every time you go to do your monthly reporting as far as your accounting. It's not necessary to reinvent the wheel. You can invent the wheel and use the wheel over and over and over again. Right? So invest the time up front to do that homework and set those systems up. and automate what you can. Another thing that definitely helps with flow is delegation. Find somebody who is perfectly capable and invest time in showing them how to handle what you need handled so that you can focus on other things. Again, it's about creating flow, that fluid movement from point A to point B within the environment and within the things that you're doing on a regular basis. So think about your days in this week. Like, how have your days been this week so far? Did they flow? Were they jammed up? Maybe you didn't get anything done at all because of the bumps that you hit or the dam that you ran into. So you want to make sure that you start to see all that's there to see so you know where the gaps are. And then you take the steps to fill those gaps so that you can create flow. If there are things that have to happen regularly, determine when and how and make that happen. That's what flow or creating and generating flow is about. And one other thing that I want to make sure that I share with you is when it comes to creating flow, you also have to think about not just the environment and the things that you're doing on a daily, weekly, quarterly, monthly, whatever basis, but you want to think about how you're setting the tone for your day. That impacts your flow greatly. If your mornings are crazy because you've got kids to get off to school or to daycare or whatever the case may be, or if your office isn't inside the home, if you're leaving and you're going to your workspace, you want to really look at how you're starting your day because that sets the tone for what happens and how it happens. It also sets the tone for how productive you're going to be that day. That morning experience sets the tone for how effective and how efficient you are, whether you realize it or not. So get a routine down, so that you're not rushing, so that your mornings aren't crazy. Do what you can do on the weekend to prepare or the night before to prepare. Again, it's about the environment and the system, making sure that you support yourself and that what you use to support yourself is, you know, it personally relates to you, not to somebody else, not somebody else's way of doing things. It's always good to look at how other people are doing things, but again, what works for one person isn't necessarily going to work for the next. But be conscious about what you're creating. Be conscious of the tone that you set for each day. If your morning starts with you feeling like you got up on the wrong side of the bed, you better pause for a minute and regroup. Because if you continue along to carry that energy through your day, you are not going to be happy with the results that you yield. Same thing with your day starting crazy. What you end up with is a nonstop day that moves so fast or a day that's so frustrating, you keep running into that dam everywhere you look. And by the end of it all, by the end of the day, you are absolutely drained. Not to mention frustrated, right? And then if you're like some people, you look back at your day and you're having the shoulda, woulda, coulda conversation, right? All because you had a crazy morning or because you got up, say, on the wrong side of the bed. Be conscious of what you're creating. And not to say that you're never going to have those days. You're going to have those days. That's called life. You're going to have those days, but it's about remaining conscious of what you're creating and being conscious of how you're starting your day impacts the flow of your day, like your energy when you step into your workspace. What's your energy level like? Are you sending out stress and frustration when you hit the door, or are things different? Are you settled and at peace, ready to get into your day, and ready to make some things happen and ready to get her done? There's a big difference. So just to kind of recap here, again, you're working to create flow, so that steady, continuous stream that you yourself have to generate. It doesn't come from anything outside of you. Even when you're talking about creating systems and setting your environment up in a way that allows for flow, those may be things that you're doing, say, on an external basis, but how that environment is set up should cater to you personally. The tools that you use inside of your system, your processes, the way that you do things, the people, even the people, because the people have to be able to not only do what's required of them, but there has to be some sort of synergy or flow between the people that you're working with, the people who are working together on your team. There has to be that flow. Everything has to flow like water. When it doesn't, you have issues. And, of course, a much lower level of productivity. So it's about looking at your environment and seeing where those gaps are. What kinds of things right now are keeping you from being able to get things done in a more effective, efficient way? What is it about how you do things inside of your systems? You know, maybe you've got a system that's like kind of sort of there, or you have a full system, but it's not really working for you. So those are things to take into consideration when you're talking about flow. You've got to create the flow consciously. You've got to generate that. It can't come from anything outside of you. So take that look around your office. See what needs to shift to help you create that flow. Look at the systems that you have, if you have them. And if you don't, okay, well, let's get busy and create some so that you can have the support you need, what's required to get you through your day, and have you be able to do that marvelous thing that you do and serve the people you serve. Create those systems. Tweak what you have. Fill those gaps within your tools, processes, and people. And create that flow. So I want to wrap things up here. I'm going to go back over here to my control panel to see if anybody has a hand raised. And I don't see that there's any hands raised. So I'm taking it there are no questions. And if there are, go ahead and let me know, so I can see that here and we can get the questions addressed right quick before we wrap it up. Okay. No. So, once again, look at your environment. Look at how you're doing things. Fill those gaps that need to be filled so that you can have that steady, continuous stream, so that your days and your weeks and your environment can flow like water. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. You've been listening to Time and Space Radio. Be sure to visit our website for our list of events and to find out more about our upcoming shows here on Time and Space. Thank you for those of you who tuned in live, and thank you for those of you who are listening to the on-demand play, and to the download. Until next time, get it done.